Protesters flee gunfire in the Syrian town of Aleppo. And near Damascus, amateur video shows United Nations peace monitors edging their vans through anti-government protesters. The protests came after massive car bombs Thursday killed more than 50 people. The bombs raise fears that the Syrian conflict could be worsening as Al-Qaeda terrorists step into the political chaos. Heritage Foundation senior Middle East analyst James Phillips.
I think this is a symptom of the fact that the conflict is attracting the influx of jihadists who are often involved in these kind of suicide attacks, and specifically it looks like Al-Qaeda.
The Syrian government is urging the UN Security Council to take action in the wake of the blasts. It says they are proof that Syria is facing terrorist attacks led by groups receiving foreign support. Until now, Syrian groups fighting President Bashar al-Assad's government were mostly secular nationalists, but that seems to be changing.
I think it's a sign that the conflict is intensifying and that it's bringing into play a whole new dynamic of Islamists who are determined to hijack the revolution.
The United Nations is deploying 300 unarmed observers to Syria to monitor compliance with a ceasefire, which has not yet taken hold. UN spokesman Neeraj Singh.
We have all our sympathies and condolences for the families of the people who have lost their loved ones in such incidents. This is what has to stop, and that's exactly where we are focused.
The UN monitoring mission is widely seen as failing because the violence continues to escalate. Again, James Phillips.
And now we see that some elements of the opposition are violating the proposed ceasefire, and that will give the Assad regime another pretext for continuing what it's already doing, which is massacring its own people.
There are concerns that Syria's slide into chaos will give extremists more space to move in and operate. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.